Hello, hello. Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome to the very 8th episode of Herbs Talks, my bi-weekly show where I get together with someone somewhere and we talk about whatever we decide to talk about. I am your host, Schmokin' Herbs, and in this episode, I am joined by the SithNet boys, Darth Ocasis.
Hello.
Grant.
Hello.
And, for the first time, Kai Hartnett.
Hello. How's it going?
Good to have you guys here. Now, today we are going to discuss SithNet and just talk about whatever that is. And obviously, we'll talk about Sea of Thieves as well. And then we'll get to some of the stuff we've been playing. Probably a little bit more in between all that. But don't forget, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Now today, we have a couple packs of joints to smoke on while we're bullshitting. And so let's get these lit up and start bullshitting.
Alright. Here we go!
We should do an episode where we smoke all the joints just out of our nose and just fucking hate ourselves for the entire episode. And just have, like, bloody noses by the end of it.
I'm like, I'm good.
It sounds horrible.
I'm in. I'd like to be left out of that episode.
Hi?
I'd like to be left out of that episode.
No way, dude. You're hosting that one.
Yeah, well, me and Andrew smoke our brains out.
I'm Darth Ocasis, and I'll be hosting this week's episode of Herbs Talks. I don't quite know what Herbs and Grant are doing, but it looks awful.
They're fucked. All right, now in this section, we're going to start off by just talking about how SithNet... Well, first, what is SithNet?
It's a community.
It's a community?
Twitch streamers, gamers, everyone all around. It doesn't matter what platform you're on. It's just a community.
So SithNet is a community. Gamers, streamers, and everyone like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I was just going to say, like, everyone supports everyone. Like, once, like, you... Because a lot of people who do stream, they end up normally dropping a follow. They end up seeing what their content's about. So it's just about, like, supporting each other. I mean, I did try to make it a competitive esports team, but it's just better as a community right now.
I mean, I think it's just like us playing games together, and, you know, we like took our names, slammed them together, and then started playing games, and more people joined us playing games. Then we started a Discord, and that really exploded. But, like, yeah, it's basically just us playing games as a group.
Yeah. Like the Forest.
Yeah, that was a good one. Back in the Destiny days, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Destiny 2.
Yeah, playing a bunch of Destiny 2.
So how exactly did it come to be?
It started with me and Kai Hartnett, because I'm Darth Ocasis, so that's the Sith, and Kai Hartnett, and the Net, and just wanted, like, a moniker for, like, our group gaming sessions, so we just slapped them together. And yeah, and my partner, Neo Pandemic, made the logo for the stream, for the group, and is, like, still working on it, and helps us with a lot of the art stuff for it. It's just like a group of us just having fun, playing games.
Oh yeah.
And how did you get into SithNet, Grant?
First I just met Cody, then I met Meepaw through Cody, and then we played, like, tabletop games, and then we played Destiny 2, and that's, like, really where it started. I, like, joined the Discord to be able to talk to them in Discord and for Destiny, and that's, like, I don't know. I didn't really use Discord before that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I barely used Discord ever, and then I joined the SithNet Discord to...
Yeah, I've known about it forever, since, like World of Warcraft days, but I just never fucking used it.
Discord?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did not. I didn't know much about it. But yeah, I just... I I joined by just moving in and playing Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. Yeah, you joined our crew. Our three-man crew turned into a four-man crew.
We don't need to three-man a galleon anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except like, when someone doesn't show up for hours. Huh?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Sorry.
He's not the only one.
Or when one of us is spinning in circles.
Yelling. Fuck!
Man. Yeah. SithNet. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Go join it.
Go join it.
Put a link in the show notes.
Yeah. We pretty much just play Sea of Thieves mostly now, so it's really hard to play with all of us because there's only four slots
right.
on the ship in Sea of Thieves, and that's what we're playing with the four of us.
There's a lot of other people in there, though, that are wanting to play games too. So.
Yeah, just with us. It's difficult.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say about SithNet?
We had a pretty cool Destiny clan when Destiny 2 came out. It was good. We had some other people that wasn't just like our normal, just local group that joined with us, and we did some raids before. We did raids up until the first DLC, and then we stopped playing. And we picked up the DLC, the game again, when the Forsaken? Is that what it's called?
Forsaken, and then we did... That raid, and that one was a bitch. We never really completed it, though. We still gotta go back and complete
it. No, that was the one we did complete. We did complete that one. We didn't complete the one after that.
Oh, yeah, the Shadowkeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Destiny, so... I've heard all of those terms.
MMO Halo.
MMO Halo.
Yeah. But with, like, Space Wizards.
Made by the same people, though.
So. Yeah. Well, Bungie. Except for now. Halo's now not made by them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah. Whoever originally made Halo. Bungie.
Bungie, yep.
Yeah. Haven't played, though, since the last... And the first, like, set of seasons. They, like, did three seasons after... In year two, and then we just, like, haven't played since. It's, like, really hard to keep up with. Yep.
Why is it so hard to keep up with?
Just so much power level and just constant updates and Sea of Thieves. Honestly, just playing Sea of Thieves, don't have time to play Destiny. Also, Sea of Thieves has free updates every month, where Destiny, you have to pay for your updates.
I started playing Sea of Thieves, and yeah, it's been consistent updates, and it's been like constant DLC, and I bought the game for $25. But I've honestly spent way more than that in the Pirate Emporium on the Ancient Coins, but you know, what you gonna do? I like supporting them. I want more game.
I mean, yeah, free updates, like don't have to worry about shit, and constant new content that's coming into the game, like.
Yeah, it's all just killer content, too.
Gotta support the fucking devs, I guess
not all.
Mostly. There's always something good.
There's always something good.
Dude, I want that coin flip one.
Gotta get it.
The one in the fingers.
Yeah. Okay.
So are we going to go into the next section now?
So let's...
go into our Sea of Thieves corner.
Let's get back to the roots here. Sea of Thieves. as he was saying, they added more emotes. One of the packs that they did is, I forget what they call it, but I call it the Gold Magic.
It's the Gold Hoarder pack.
I call it the Gold Magic pack, but it's called what?
The Gold Hoarder pack.
Gold Hoarder pack. And there's all sorts of things that are just perfect for us. Grab another. Light up. Puff, puff, smoke, smoke. Go, 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 go! it's perfect for us because when they added the coin toss, I think we talked about it in a previous episode.
We all got the coin toss.
But we got the coin toss, and we'd go to people on the Ferry of the Damned and ask them if they liked magic, and we'd throw our coin in the air and catch it and be like, "Is this your card?" But now we can actually do real magic. Like, we can make them disappear out of nowhere.
And conjure them in both hands.
Yeah.
Or hook.
Yeah.
Or hook. Yeah.
I have a hook instead of a hand, and the coin just disappears in the hook. It's amazing. And then the one, what was the one you were saying?
The one where the coin goes in between all the fingers.
Oh yeah, that's the one. Roll or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a coin stare or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the one I want out of all.
So good.
And then the final one. Oh yeah, it's what the gold hoarder does when you go up to him, like, ooh, money. Like,
rubs his hands together.
You know, money. I was considering only buying the 3 and not that one because it was like 50 coins less.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I was like, would it be worth it? And I decided it was worth it to pay that extra 50 coins just to, like, be able to go up to the gold hoarder, and stand in front of him, and do the same shit he's doing to me.
If we play enough tall tales too, you could be a gold hoarder while doing that.
Yeah, that's something we gotta do. Yeah. Fucking grind those tall tales.
Oh yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be going home tonight. So yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Let's do it. Yep, tall tales tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tall tales.
And then there's more emotes. Grant got an amazing one.
Oh, I got the monkey dance. It's the best because I have a monkey. And I got the festival mask for my monkey.
I forgot about that. I did too. Festival
set.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want the mask.
It's like a dragon mask.
So yeah, so now my fucking monkey's a luchador.
Oh, dude, I forgot. I bought my bird, Marty McFly, a helmet to match me. Because the event hat thing is just like a fucking huge helmet. And it's like, oh my god, yes.
I got that one too.
Nice.
The blue. Yep. My macaw. So good.
Oh, but there is another emote pack. I swear, all the emotes that came out this month are just made for us. Because there's a romantic bundle pack. It's the greatest thing ever. There's a romantic dance where you point at them and pull them in fingers and start jiggling your boobies at them.
Oh my goodness.
Your heart boobies.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then you can respond to that.
Yeah. With the flutter.
Romantic fluster.
Fluster. Yeah.
Yeah, and you flutter your hands next to your face.
Try to fan some air really quickly into your face.
So good.
Ooh.
It's like the best emote that ever came out.
There's more.
There's a proposal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can propose.
Yeah. Yeah, just kneel down and pull out an imaginary ring and open it up. And it just even hangs with on my hook.
Yep, gotta hook it onto the thing and then that holds up. And then there's like a Cupid's arrow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you pull back, shoot.
Yeah.
I forget what it does after that.
I don't know. I can only see it from my angle when I'm like, and I'm usually turned around, see my back. It's hard to tell.
Oh, yeah, emotes are great. I can't wait.
The new ship set. We haven't gotten any of it, but it looks so cool.
Elemental Power ship set.
I don't remember what game it's from, but it's from another Rare game where you, I think you play as a fairy or something, I don't know, but the collector figurehead, just like they had with the, like some of the other packs, is like much cooler, and it's like this fairy sticking out with like a ball of green energy that's like glowing and spinning.
Yeah, and not to mention that the on the galleon, the sails, two of the sails look like they have fucking Navi on them from Zelda. They aren't, but they're just fairies, but they look like this.
They look like it.
No. They look like someone's gonna be like, hey, listen! Fuck off!
And then there's cannons as well, and a capstan and an anchor and a wheel. Capstan is an anchor. Yeah. But so all the
ship set, right?
And the hull. But
the whole ship set.
It's a whole ship set.
But the cannons and the capstan and the wheel all have like glowing spheres on them too.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to. Okay. There's glowing spheres. Okay. Cool glowing spheres.
Come full circle now.
Yeah, the hole doesn't have cool glowing spheres.
No, but it does have like vines like halfway up the ship. And that's cool. I really want it.
Yeah, and it's like the Kraken hole too. So it has like the weird tentacle things.
Yeah, they're like,
but it's like vines.
Vines with thorns on them. Yeah. And they're like yellow or something. And like a brown ship.
Home? Gray?
Gray.
Is it gray?
I don't know.
I think it's gray.
I don't know.
We're going. We're all coughing here. I had one held up there.
So we got a little... Do you guys want to touch on last month's thing real quick? We got a little ahead of ourselves.
Was it the last month's Sea of Thieves stuff?
Yeah.
Cool. Sure.
So last month, the update involved...
Man.
So last month, the update involved gifts. And indeed. they were honestly a pain in the ass. Like me and Cody got them done, but we grinded, and it was.
Keep that in. Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, everybody.
Drink water. Fuck off.
Oh, I almost spat out.
don't do that over this way.
Yeah.
Don't need another monitor incident.
Yeah. Then we would know it's your fault. But yeah, the gifts were quite a pain in the ass, but we got them done. You had to give 30 humble gifts and generous gifts to other crews, and then turn the same amount of each in for yourself. And the hardest part was giving them to other crews.
People don't want free things in Sea of Thieves. I don't understand it.
They have a hard time. Especially they have a hard time being like on your side when you just come hauling ass at them with a Reaper's flag, like very menacing. Like, hey, I'm here to give you shit. Don't leave. It's like, okay. Fuck you. Like, you think I'm fucking dumb?
Like, I mean, yeah, that is what happened. But, like, take my shit. It's free. And go turn it in. Because you don't even know where to turn it in. Go fucking turn it into the right place.
But I did learn. If you chase them long enough, they'll eventually give in and be like, all right, really?
Really?
Do you really have stuff for me? Because it looks like there's nothing on your ship.
Like, there's not. It's like, it's over there.
It's that Reaper tied out already.
Yeah, that was a great plan.
But yeah, glad that's over.
Very much over.
This month is
wait. We got the last of the tomes too. That was a little bit better.
Yeah, the tomes. Tome of Power. This is a second set of tomes they come out with. What was the first one?
Curses.
Tome of Curses.
Tome of Curses. And there's five of each, and they were Tome of Curses, the second one was Tome of Power, and there was a new one this month, Tome of
Fire. But yeah, like, when we got our last two tomes in such a funny way. So we both bought that the chest stash voyage, because we had a voyage for a key still left over. And so we both bought a chest stash, and then just dug them up, had two chests, and we're like, well, these are going to have the things we wanted in them, because we'd been like looking for like 2 weeks before and not found anything we wanted, and just been so we're just really salty about it. And we go and put down the key voyage after getting the two chests, because you just dig them up from like the outpost. And we went and fucking get there, get the first key, get the second key. We both got to open it, we're like, Yeah, right, this is a little fucking thing. And just fucking plug them in, open it, and we both have 4 and 5. We're just like, are you fucking kidding me? We've been sailing for 20 minutes, and we sailed like 2 squares from the outpost to the fucking island, and that was that. And we're like, that was our plan for like this whole night.
We did it in 20 minutes, so we're like, alright, we're done. But we kept playing.
Yeah, we just fucked around for the rest of the time. That was a good one.
But now there's new ones. And I feel like they're going to be even harder to find.
Yeah.
Because now there's 5 more things in that giant pool of shit.
Yep. But the award this time, though, for each of those looks pretty good. They're like instruments.
Yeah, that's all the instruments. Ashen instruments. I don't think we clarified that. Everything from doing these tomes is ashen stuff.
Yep.
What was the first one? It was like clothes, right?
Yeah, first one was set of clothes.
Second one was guns, equipment.
Yeah. No, the second one was...
Yeah, it was
equipment. And then, also, if you get all 5, you also get, like, a weapon for each time. So the first one was, like, a sword. The second one was, like, a pistol. And this time is a shotgun. That's or blunderbuss.
Yeah, and this one is fucking instruments. And the drum looks so fucking rad. It's got a crack in the middle. They all glow red. except the fishing rod from last month. It's a fishing rod for chumps. It doesn't glow. The line doesn't glow. The original one, the fishing line, fucking glowed bright.
Gray.
Red gray.
but it's not really red though.
It's orange.
No, it's gray.
Oh yeah.
It's orange gray.
It's orange gray.
Sorry. It's on me. But we didn't explain the pistol. We're jumping around a little bit, but we didn't explain the pistol.
Well, you keep going forward, and I was like, okay.
That fucking stopped me.
It's your podcast, bro.
Shit. Explain the pistol.
You want me to explain the pistol? Explain the whole fucking other thing from that update.
All right. I want you to explain the pistol.
Alright, so... Yeah? Okay. So we got the pistol, which is you get the last time, which is you get all 5 tomes of power, and we got that, and we were like, oh, this is gonna be so cool because it's got like a glowing dragon on the hill, and it's gonna be great. And they pull it out, and it is just beastly big, just so big. We're like, there's a hand cannon, and we're like just waving it around, and I see fucking Andrew like holding this out, and I walk up to it, and it is literally like. 4 inches down, like the barrel. It's just 4 inches by like 2 inches. It's just like massive, just block.
It's like the flintlock equivalent of those like extended barrel 44 mags that are just like 2 feet long. It's like that.
Yeah, it is just massive. Or even like a sawed off shotgun. Yeah, it's just so unwieldy big, and it is so hard to aim. But it kind of looks cool when you're looking at somebody else hold it. Oh, man, I could not aim it. It was awful. So big.
It's probably not the first time you said that, huh?
Oh, man. Not the first time I said it, but it's the first time I heard it.
You know, you can tell yourself anything you want. Doesn't change the truth.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say about that? You want to move on to this month's commendations and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Commendations. It's like 60.
62. But they are very easy to attain.
Yeah, it literally tells you if you go into your commendations and read them.
Hold on.
Gotta get that deep throat chug.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, deep throat your water.
Deep throat your water. Are you able to hear that? Swallow very loudly into the microphone.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, anyway, go on. They're easy to attain. Tells you where they are.
Yeah.
So for the most part.
Yep. New commendations. 62, right? 62.
Still have one over there. Fuck off. Fuck off, right? I'm talking too much. You guys need to talk. I'm not smoking my fucking weed.
Yeah, mine went out because I was chatting too much. He's like, why do you want me to keep talking?
Grant, take it away on the commendations.
Oh, the commendations?
Well, you got. What are they? What do you need to do?
You need to find the, like, player areas that rares left behind all over the islands.
Player areas.
Famous players or famous, like, I don't know. I don't exactly know how.
This one was a little loose.
I think what they're called is, like, immortalizations.
Yeah.
But it's, like, player names and, like, people's names etched into stuff and, like, signs for taverns and notes and... There's, like, all kinds of different things you gotta look for.
Yeah, fucking pictures, hanging buckets, all sorts of stuff. Books, journals. And there's 62 of them. They're pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to get.
I'm pretty sure I did that for a reason.
Thank God. Thank the sea gods.
Yeah. Yeah, we only had to look at a guide for, like, a couple that we looked at last night, because we're just, like, such a big island. Just could not find it for the life of us.
Yeah.
But every one of them does have, like, a little clue of, like, where it is. So.
And, I mean, nice. We played for how long? 4 hours?
Yeah.
Last night, and we got 30 of them done, and we didn't even leave the Shores of Plenty.
Just running around in a circle.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Woo!
And, like, we weren't even, like, we were still digging off quite a bit, too. So it's like we're, like, going for it hard. Yeah. We're just messing around. Somebody didn't join us.
Hey.
Said they would.
I tried to. You guys told me no.
Yeah, because we had 20 minutes left until we were done. I mean, like, getting to the outpost. And you're like, hey.
Yeah, we were literally finishing our last little circle. We'd been on the new ship for like an hour and a half to 2 hours after being like, bro, what the fuck? Because we'd been on a galleon for 3 hours already.
I mean, we remember the good old 3-man galleon days.
Never was good.
Never was and still won't be.
But no, I feel it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Tomorrow, we'll fucking probably get some more. After we're sailing around.
If we do a tall tale, we could totally just do those while doing a tall tale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to have the ones you guys already have.
We'll stop.
So,
we're just gonna do the tall tale.
So I gotta dig around.
Yeah, we'll tell you all the ones we know.
Yeah, but like, if we're gonna be anywhere but the Shores of Plenty, then we don't have any of those. There were just like the Tome of Fire commendations. Other than those, weren't they? Was there anything else? I don't think there were any other commendations.
Ooh, yeah. For selling a certain amount of the top tier items to the masked stranger.
I think it was like 15 or something like that.
I had not actually seen them. You read them out last night.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was fucking stoned.
But yeah, so if you didn't know, you can now sell the top tier items, which are like Captain's Chest, Villainous Skulls, apparently silk, even though it's not technically the highest quality merchant thing. Exotic and then silks, yeah. But the highest one is the spices, the exquisite spices, which you could sell to her too. Reaper's Chest, I think the Reaper's Bounty goes to her too, which is the new Reaper's Chest for gold. Mm-hmm. And then like all those things and all of those. Oh, and like Athena Chest and Ashen Athena Chest especially. And those are now, if you sell to her, worth twice as much gold. Which I don't think you get rep, but that doesn't affect any of us four here, so, like, whatever.
Not unless it's fishes.
None of that gives you fish rep. So, I mean, like, I tried to go sell her a mermaid gem yesterday because I didn't know the rules and it didn't let me. And I was like, oh.
What do I fucking do with this thing?
I was like, well, okay then.
I'm gonna throw this in the water.
Yeah, I actually like stopped at a shipwreck too because I was like, what can I get from here? I'll just take it to Reaper's Hideout because I was just going over there to look.
I just brought a bunch of junk there when I went to Reaper's Hideout the first time.
Yeah.
I dropped a bunch of junk chests and stuff that I couldn't give to her. Just like all around her.
Nice.
I haven't even been there since the update.
Oh, we gotta go see it. It's cool.
Just in case somebody went there, that would have been really funny. That's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Just like unloaded my whole ship into that.
Someone couldn't sell stuff here. Yeah, the Umbra. You know a little bit more about Umbra than I do. What's the story with Umbra?
I think her backstory is she's like an adventurer that likes to write down stories, and she likes to hear legend and stuff, and she has never actually come to the Sea of Thieves intentionally. Apparently pirates have a tendency of kidnapping her and dragging her to the Sea of Thieves, because she has a few lines where she talks about, like, this isn't, I can't believe this has happened to me again, dragged back to the Sea of Thieves, stuff like that. But basically, she's just a badass that just learns all those tales of the seas and tattoos them all over her body, and then tattoos other people with those tales.
Mm. You can get those tattoos.
Yeah.
You just have to do the commendations, right?
Yep. It's like, there's like five of the character things you have to get that are like all in like a theme. And then when you have all five of those, you unlock a tattoo bag. And there's like a bunch of those.
Shit, so we could probably get it.
No, we don't have any of the sets yet.
Oh, not the whole set.
No.
Look, we have 30 of them.
I know. But they're like, we're like missing like two or three from like all different things.
Damn it.
Yeah. I looked. We haven't completed a single set. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you complete a set, you also get like an extra 25 stack of balloons, because like that's like the set, like accommodation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
I thought we would have at least one.
But I'm not going to use any of those because I like having constellations all over my body.
You know, I actually changed mine this month. You can't see it because I put a corset on, but I was hoping that I changed it solely for you guys. But and it cracked me up because last night Grant was catching a bunch of pigs, and my tattoos now are just like, it's got some pigs and a bunch of pig tracks all over my body.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I bought that one too.
Speaking of that corset, though. So, you remember our team outfit? It comes in purple now.
And another color.
Yeah.
I forget the other color.
It's like green, I think?
Yeah.
Gray?
Gray.
It's like gray?
Yeah, it's like gray.
I need the purple outfit.
Like a green gray.
Yeah. But yeah, you should get the purple gray one.
That's the new team outfit.
Yeah. That's what we wear now. No more white and gray.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new clothing and stuff in there.
Yeah, so there's a few categories that got like five new things. There's like just like some new generic sets, and then there's like a like they did like the last big clothing update. They added a bunch more female oriented clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Female oriented, because we wear a corset and shirts, and all have danguses.
Danguses. You mean dicks?
Oh, dude, wait, that was the topic, right? All right, you gotta talk about dicks now. Yeah, dicks. We all got them.
That's a good segue into dicks.
Yeah, dude. Finally hit that. That was like supposed to be higher up. We finally hit that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just a bunch of cunts with dicks.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
oh, speaking of which, like when I fucking sunk that guy last night, just pooning, I'm like, sir, pull over.
Sir,
you seem to be on fire. sir, I'm on fire now, sir. Yeah. And then he died. He died and he sank, and then he tried to steal his stuff back.
Yeah, yep. He took his poon boat and loaded everything in his poon boat as we sailed away because we weren't paying any attention after we fucked him up. he tucked his poon boat into this like little spot in I forget what island we were on.
Where were we?
Cannon Cove, maybe? I don't know, but there's this little underpass spot that he pulled in, and I saw that me and Cody both saw the poo boat. We're like, that doesn't seem right. So I was like, I'm gonna go check this out. And I fucking found him and killed him and took all his treasure. It was good.
It was good.
He was dedicated to his loot.
He,
I see.
He was, and he, you know, he was no chump.
No, he was cool.
He, you know, he was just a solo guy on a sloop as we came in on a fucking galleon. Poor guy.
That's the way she goes sometimes.
That's why I go against the wind immediately whenever I see a galleon coming at me or a brig, and then I may sometimes have to fight them.
Sometimes they don't fuck off, but usually just keep going against the wind. Eventually they'll fuck off because it gets boring.
I say it's about 50-50.
Yeah, some people are real cunts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've been chased around the world multiple times.
Yeah, I've been chased for like fucking 40 minutes. Like one time another sloop was chasing me and I couldn't get away from them. Well, I was getting away from them because they didn't understand the physics, so I was going faster than they were. And like, I eventually just turned and fucking sunk them because I was sick of their shit. Like, and it was, you know, I just got sick of it and I was like, fine, I'm going to fucking try and kill them. And I turned and just started circling and there were two of them on their sloop and it was just me and I still sunk them. Like, yeah, you guys are chumps. Give me your treasure. Thanks for chasing me for 40 minutes to die. Bet you guys feel good. Anyway, there's another thing, another pack that came out for more equipment this month. It's called the Lunar Festival Equipment Pack. Comes with a lantern, a tankard, a speaking trumpet, and a compass, and then like some ancient coins and gold. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. the tankard. The tankard's so cool. It's got a little rat on it. I didn't notice it at first because I was too busy looking at the gems on it. But
yeah, it's good. The rat is also a gem.
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking there. I was just looking at the tankard.
It's because it's the year of the rat in Chinese New Year, so. Yeah.
I'm a rooster.
I'm a dog.
Monkey.
What?
What are you?
I remember.
You the don't remember.
Be a rat, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, rat king. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about this month update?
You need to play.
Yeah, you need to play it. Tomorrow. You haven't even fucking chimed in because you have no idea.
Dude, like, I'm sorry I get busy with shit, man.
You should be. How dare you be busy with shit?
Very.
Like, hosting VR worlds for DJs is not that easy.
Snake.
Doesn't sound very fun either. Like, Snake. Sea of Thieves is fun.
I know Sea of Thieves is fun, but like,
you could have had fun.
Partying is fun too.
You're not really partying though if you're not with anyone.
With people. People with full body tracking and stuff, but. That's not even.
But they're also just people sitting in their living room or bedroom, or standing.
Well, I mean, full body tracking. It's like you can actually see them move their legs and arms and stuff. But
they're in their bedroom.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah, in their bedroom.
And having fun.
Yeah, in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to a real rave, damn it.
Maybe they should have Well,
I mean, our
freaking...
Yeah, right. our city fucking screwed that shit up.
Yeah.
That's...
Whatever, this isn't a rave podcast. This is a Sea of Thieves podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
what is going on here?
Like, sorry, we've regressed a bit. Yeah. That's just talking shit.
I know. VR chat ain't that bad, though. That's all.
No, I just like talking shit. Because you weren't hanging out with us in Sea of Thieves.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You know.
Don't hit me with the whip again.
You will get your lashings.
One for every island you weren't on.
there is... One thing that I am rather, really disappointed on is what the fuck, Cody? Why haven't we played the Sea of Thieves RPG yet?
That's true. That's true. That's a good question.
You know, you got it. You got it when I was out of town for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was about a month ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't all hung out at all, except, like, now. Like, we're not going to be playing it right now. And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got to play it either. I've been waiting to play it with, like, my usual D&D group too, but we just like been busy playing other campaigns.
Yep.
Well, eventually we'll play it.
I really want to play it. It looks good, but at least we use the sails.
Sails rock. I mean, like, what does the card say? It's like, do you still have that card?
Yeah, it's over there.
The card.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go grab it. The sails. It came with a little card, and it says, Lord Guardian Sails, Sails of a Would-Be Pirate King.
Not would-be. I aspire to great things. I already am a pirate king, thank you very much.
We're gonna be king of the pirates.
Yeah.
Each and every one of us.
Yeah. We already are.
Like, have you ever seen, like, Narnia? They had, like, four kings and queens or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that. But with pirates, we don't, yeah, like, our was it, our cupboard, our cabinet, is the Shroud. Go through that, and you get the Sea of Thieves, where we rule. That's the four of us.
Where we rule.
Except when we get chumped by sleeps.
Yeah. Except when we're chumps.
Yeah. Sometimes you're the chump. Sometimes you're a badass. And that's just how it works.
The Sea of Thieves.
The Sea of Thieves. It decides your fate.
Okay, well, I mean, anything else you want to say about Sea of Thieves, or should we get on to our games that we've been playing?
Dicks.
Dicks?
Dicks. Mm.
Sea of Thieves is full of dicks.
We're quite a few of them.
Yeah.
We cause probably more problems than we solve.
There's also some great pirates out there, too, that I've had a great time with.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Last Gift Guy.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, we talked about that on the previous episode, I believe. We will take a break really quick, and we will be right back.
Intermission.
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 Intermission. I'm out of water.
What are you going to do about that? Just die, I guess.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, in this section, we are going to talk about what we've been playing. I personally haven't been playing too much since the last one. I have a few things, but what about you, Kai Hartnett? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of VR chat, a lot of Siege. I've been playing Satisfactory with Darth Ocasis over here.
Yeah, when are you guys going to buy me that game?
Probably by this next update, because we're going to have to rebuild our whole factory anyways.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. They've announced they're changing things, and your production lines are going to probably break. So might as well just do a whole rebuild.
Right.
Seems like a perfect time for you to buy it for me, then.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yep.
But other than that, playing, gotta get back into playing more Total War Warhammer with Darth Ocasis. It is so good.
So good.
It's so good.
Oh man, I can probably get under more units now.
Dude, you could probably like have so much shit on right now with your new card.
No, CPU, dude. It's gonna burn out. I didn't like it already.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just Siege, VR chat, and Satisfactory. Sea of Thieves every now and then. Trying to make it. I mean, I get busy sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I know I personally have been out of commission for like a week, at least. Those motherfucks.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a chainsaw or a fucking car?
What? It's a weed whacker.
A weed whacker?
It's gotta be a weed whacker.
Yeah.
That might make sense.
They're whacking weeds, dude.
Whacking them weeds.
Little bitches. Well, I guess we'll just continue. Right. Forgive the weed whacker in the background for the neighbor.
Oh, man.
What about you, Grant?
So I played the Jedi Fallen Order game.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I beat
you fucking stomped that game. What do you mean, played it?
Okay, I beat
it. You beat it in, like, fucking 20 hours.
Yeah.
Like, straight.
Beat it in 22 hours, yeah.
Like, straight.
Not straight. I did play, like,
one sitting.
Play like, 18 hours one day.
Before the next.
Yeah, just, like, 4 hours.
And then I played Greedfall.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay. And played.
Yeah, well, I used a gun.
Stop.
In a game where I'm not supposed to be gun. Using gun, just gun. That's,
yeah, he mainlined guns.
I mainlined guns. You're not
necessarily supposed to, but
he but
definitely made it work is an understatement. He would shoot everything in the face and kill it, like, immediately, or in, like, 2 shots.
Sure, bosses would be, like, 10, 15 shots, maybe.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It was amazing. And then I played the new Soul Calibur 6.
Mm, yeah, you did. I heard you getting frustrated in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck! Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they have, like,
are you
they
stupid
have, like,
fuck?
extended campaign with all those, like, old challenges that you hated from, like, all the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's, like, the slidey floor and the fucking no barriers slidey floor fucking crazy fast matches. And if, like, you have to beat 3 people in a row, and if you fuck up, you have to start all over again. Mm. And, like, yeah, there's some pretty cool weapons, and the customization in the new Soul Calibur is, like, crazy. Like, your whole expanded story from the main story, you have your own custom character that you can make, and there's a lot of customization making your own character. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what I play.
I know, you've been fucking grinding games.
Yeah.
Good shit. What about you?
So I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley on the PC. And then I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley on the Switch. Yeah. When I'm not playing Stardew Valley on the PC with my partner, I'm playing Stardew Valley myself on the Switch. Yeah, I'd already beaten Pokemon Sword, and so I haven't really played that much since then, because, like, I don't really know what to do now. But, like, yeah, I'm just playing Stardew Valley, and Sea of Thieves.
I think that might be a given at this point, but I don't want people to not know that we play Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, next week I'm going to be playing Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh, yeah.
The new DLC will be out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just play through the whole game again, like we were saying last time.
Fuck.
It's like almost that time.
Oh, man. I don't know. I should. But, like, I just got that game. I'm really loving that game.
What
just
game is
started
that?
This morning.
What game is that?
Kakarot.
Kakarot.
Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Oh, so good. So fucking good. I just want to keep playing it. I'm playing it and playing it. And playing it. Playing it.
I'm sure you will.
And then stop and play some Sea of Thieves.
And then continue playing.
But I also played Donut County. That's an entertaining little game. It's like these raccoons that came and just, like, started, like, sucking everything into a hole, essentially. Like, you just control the hole and suck everything down into it. And
so
it's kind of like Katamari, but, like, the opposite. instead of just like building it all up into a ball, you just suck it all into a hole.
That sounds like just the perfect game for you, just shoving everything you possibly can into a hole.
Yeah, it's basically what I do on like a daily basis.
Sounds just wonderful.
Yeah, it's good though. I beat it already. It's not a very long game, like, at all. Beat it in essentially one sitting.
Well, when you're shoving that many things in the hole, you're bound to finish quickly.
But yeah, and then I've also been playing Pokemon, kinda. I've been kinda pushing it off for a while. Yeah, I've been kind of pushing it off for a while, and just, like, whenever I'm not playing my game, like, I just send my party Pokemon out on the stat-boosting jobs so that they can just get stronger when I'm not playing. But I don't have much left to do. I just need to go do it.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. I didn't have any problems in Pokemon, except when I did my Nuzzle run.
I'm just trying to enjoy it and, like, really just take it slow, honestly. And I like it, but I just want to keep playing Kakarot and Sea of Thieves, and then I'll just play Pokemon when I'm like half asleep going to bed.
That's fair.
Because the Switch is fucking amazing. Yep, but that's all. That's all I've been playing.
We should have been playing some Far Cry New Dawn.
Yep.
Yep.
Make more time to play more games. Quit your job.
Quit your job too. I can't. I actually really like my job. It's great. I won't lose this. They're talking about buying us new chairs now. Gotta hold out for new chairs.
Get a lazy boy. Like, sorry, I like need this.
My back. It's
like real bad.
It's gotta roll. Can I have a late rolling lazy boy?
Just take like just a basic ass office chair, fucking 6-wheel roller. Just slap it on the bottom of the lazy boy. With super glue and duct tape. That's what it's all about.
No, you just get a chair with wheels. And then you get one of those wheelie boards. And you set it out in front of it.
Oh, yeah, like in a
wheelie board around, dude.
No, you get like the flat board that's not the wheelie board? Yeah. Yeah, from like elementary school. And you know, in that like dangerous ass fucking plastic board with wheels on it and just running your fingers over.
Yeah, they probably don't do that anymore, do they?
I don't know, dude. I don't go to school. I don't? No, not elementary school. Fuck. I feel like if I did, there would be serious concerns.
I thought you were still in, like, the third grade.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Third grade forever.
I mean, if you did think that, then, like, there's probably some legal problems now that you've been trying to avoid. But now you don't have to worry about them, because that's not a thing.
I've been trying to avoid anything.
Okay, you're just looking at it. Okay.
You guys got anything else to say? We're pushing an hour now. I think we could wrap this up. You got anything else you want to add about SithNet? About Sea of Thieves? About Vidya games in general?
Smoke herbs.
Smoke herbs.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed. Smoke herbs.
Smoke herbs.
I'm smoking herbs, and this is a reminder. Smoke herbs.
SithNet endorses this message.
SithNet approved.
Indeed.
Stamp.
Stamp. Aggressive stamp. All right. Plug away. What you got going on, Kaihart? Net.
Plug your shit.
What you got? What have you been doing? What's your game plan? What are you doing? Where can people find you? What's up?
Well, honestly, like, I haven't been streaming as much recently, but I must get back into streaming on Twitch at Cut, like you said, my name, KaiHartNet.
Yeah. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And that's
I guess right. That's yep. It. Grant, check me out, Mixer. I play a lot with a bunch of people. On there. Cool. Yeah. I play with these guys.
Like always, you can find me at twitch.tv/DarthaCasis.
Yep. You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram under the name Smoke and Herbs. Go check out my webpage. All the show notes are posted there for this episode and every other episode. You can go to smokingherbs.com and find all that. The music that you heard at the beginning and the end and throughout the entire thing was DJ Triple Star. Go check out more of his music. I'll put his link in the show notes as well. And go join the SithNet Discord. I'll put a link down there as well for that. You can reach me in the Discord under the Herbs Talks channels or reach out to me on Twitter if you have any questions or feedback for this episode or any others. And I'll see you on the next episode of Herbs Talks. Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Get your dicks out, boys. Get your dicks out while you can.
Okay. Does that feel better now?
Much better.
Yeah.